Okay.
Are we live?
We are on.
We're live?
We're live.
Oh, Jesus.
Mike's with Mike's podcast, Bears preview week.
What was it, 9? I don't know.
10? It was a bye week. Give us some fucking slack. Anyway, we're facing the old division rival Packers with their all-star quarterback, Hundley. I don't even know.
I think it's Brett.
Brett, work with a dude named Chris Hundley. So.
I think it's Brett Hundley or Brett. Yeah. Yeah, starts with a B. I don't know. He's terrible.
He's just not number 12. I know that.
Yeah. No.
And we'll give us slack on the podcast. We're not a math podcast. We don't know what week it is. So.
No, we all got F's in school.
Yeah.
Which subject? School.
Sabermetrics, not us.
No.
Counting, no, we don't do that. Not us.
I do the math.
I bet you there's not going to be a terrible amount of non-Bear, non-Packer fans watching this game. Probably not going to be the game of the week.
No.
But
it's going to be a turd fest. It should be competitive, though.
It should be a defensive game.
Well, no, it'll be defensive one side because Green Bay has no defense. They really don't. But we don't have an offense either. So, yeah, I mean, it might match up pretty well, like a high school defense versus a high school offense. And
we'll see. I think they'll open it up a little bit more. What do you think, Billy?
I think weather is going to play a huge factor. Some rain.
Yeah. Probably see
a lot of running.
A lot of running. Yeah. Well, they both got good running games. It's weird to say Packers got a good running game because they never seem to have a good running game. But that Jones kid looks good.
Yeah. 10, 12 years. So.
And that's our fault, I think, for like kept knocking the running backs out last game and they came up with this guy. Like, why the fuck weren't they starting that guy in the first place?
Yeah.
Jesus. Nothing against that Ty Montgomery guy, but he's not a running back.
Bears have a lot of weird injuries this week, too. Trevathan's probably not playing.
Do you think he's not playing? I mean, it's questionable.
He didn't practice all week. They have, like, four guys that didn't practice all week, and they all listed him as questionable.
And they made it sound like he, when you heard everything, they made it sound like he was not going to play. Right. So
who fills in for him? Bukowski?
Bukowski.
Bukowski and Jones?
Yeah.
Well, the D-line's going to have to really step up, and, you know, they've been playing well, so shouldn't be too bad.
Keenum Hicks has been playing really well.
Yeah, Keenum Hicks is fucking fantastic. I think he already matched his highest sack total for a year.
I think he's tied. Or he did pass it one or two. Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, he's playing really well. And I think Leonard Floyd's definitely taking that next step, too. So,
yeah.
That's good to see. Good to see draft picks coming along, working out.
Yeah.
Amos has been pretty good, you know. Jackson, obviously. We talked since that game? Sure. Surely we have.
I don't know.
That was a fucking cool game to watch.
Yeah, that was fun.
About last week, man. Well, Zach Miller, obviously, but anybody else think we might have got a little dick in the ass from the rough?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that happened. You watch the replay on that, and you watch the replay, and try to avoid his leg going in opposite direction while watching the replay. And how I don't know. Because here's the thing, that there need to be a whole bunch of passes and recalled, touchdowns recalled, complete passes recalled. If they're going to play it, that's the way it's got to be. Like, he hit the ground, he had the ball under control, had the ball on him, hit the ground. Then his leg went, and he let go of the ball because,
he realized the adrenaline, like, yeah. Got up a little bit, he's like, oh, my knee's fucked. Yeah. So put the ball down.
But he was fucking knee. He was already down.
Right, it was,
So let go of the ball after you're down. What do you got to do? Hold on to it?
Crazy to me is you run the ball in, you get that fucking much of the ball over touchdown.
You have to hold on to it.
Fucking fumble it right afterwards.
You have to hold on to it till after rehab. So when he's done, he has to hold the ball until rehab.
Zach Miller dropped the ball mid-surgery, no touchdown. Bears. I think it's favoritism, honestly.
And it's what really got me, too, was the Mark Ingram run. He just reaches the ball over and they punch it out and it's a touchdown.
Right.
But Zach Miller does everything possible, including almost lose a leg.
Not to mention when Ingram fumbled and there was no clear evidence that his knee was down before the ball came.
Right.
Yeah.
And they overturned that shit. Yeah. I just think it's honestly favoritism. I think Bears could see similar type of favoritism if they were 6-2 and the other team was 3-something. What the fuck ever. But
well, there's.
I think the NFL plays
favoritism. I don't know if it's favoritism. I think it's just shitty refereeing. I think there's just a lot of shitty refereeing. I think just.
Is that bad? You got replay. I mean, I get it. Like, on the fly, if you miss the call, I get it. That's what replay's for. But how the.
you know, over the years, they have gotten so litigious with everything, like, you know, just calls. I'm not talking about all the extracurricular bullshit, but just calls, you know, this new rule, that new rule, this new rule, that new rule. And they're trying to just micromanage, you know, instead of the refs going penalty for holding, penalty for this, they're almost like trying to, like the NFL has set them up to micromanage the game.
Yeah.
To turn it into this little micromanaged thing. And the refs should just fuck off, let them play, unless there's a blatant call that needs to be done. And especially with things like replay. There was no excuse for that call to be made with replay.
Here's my issue with it. So they call for the replay. They give the replay official an iPad. You can't see shit on that iPad. So what they do, they call an NFL-paid employee in New York, and he makes a decision.
Right.
So he's paid by the NFL. Like, it's. I think it should be a third party. Like, I don't think you should be paid by them. I heard Mike Pereira on this week, and he said, if they call, Mike Pereira said that if they called it a non-touchdown, he would have reversed it to a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just, you get an NFL paid employee in New York. All that iPad or Microsoft Surface tablet, it's all show. Yeah. That guy can't see shit on there.
Yeah, it's product placement.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all
It is.
That's what that was. I think up in the boot, they have like high resolution stuff generally.
Sure. They can turn around, look at the fucking big board and see it clear as day.
Yeah.
I just have an issue with an NFL paid employee. I think you get into, like you say, man, you think the NFL's a little fixed and. That's a perfect example. Why have an NFL paid employee make a decision in New York?
Well, and I think too, under the Goodell era here, especially, you know, going after like it seems like there's all these like fucking witch hunts against people in the Goodell era, you know, and there's all this weird stuff going on, and so it's like, okay, well, there's that, but does it trickle down into other games? Are games getting fixed to get people like a little bit of a push or things going like that?
I still think
you
can completely fix a game, but I think you
I'm not saying the games are fixed. I'm saying, but give them a push. You know, like I said, that shitty call that's going to reverse something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because let's just theoretically say, what's it going to look like? The Saints are, you know, what are they right now, 6-2 or something like that?
I don't know,
or whatever it is, you know, high scoring offense, stuff like that. It's a low scoring game, you know, really in effect because the Saints are normally putting up 35 points or whatever it is. And
testament to the Bears defense.
You know, right, testament to the Bears defense. But, you know, the NFL has said, we don't want defense, we want offense. I mean, they've been saying that for 20 years. You know, we want more offense. We want games to be 50-45. You know, we don't want 7-3 games or 10-7 games or whatever it is.
So what sells, I guess.
You know, but it kind of contradicts because you're calling back a touchdown. Well, you want points put up on the board.
Yeah.
So you're defeating your own message by calling back a touchdown. You know, I would have seen. I would have actually said it would if it was like more of a sloppy call for a touchdown based upon their quote unquote stated goals in the NFL and stuff. I don't know.
It's almost like you got to like in boxing or something. You really got to beat the champ to be the champ. And you're not going to see too many decisions where the champion loses the belt.
Right,
you
know? Right.
You're really going to go out and fucking win that game if you're not going to get screwed by the refs. I mean. The Steelers game. I mean, we didn't get the best calls in the world. Still, we're able to pull that one out.
Well, because the Steelers just
look at them now.
They're 6-2.
I know, but that was like one of those games. They came in looking like the Browns, for Christ's sake. You know, I mean, I think that's stuff's going to happen.
Playing the Lions,
taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Browns win. We're golden, dude.
I know.
Nice. All right. What do you think? You still holding strong with your, or you? Four wins?
Well, I was. Five wins. I went to six. I increased it to six because.
What kind of stupid number did we go up to, Billy?
I've held it at six all year.
Yeah, he's held it at year. Six. I went up to six because I think they could. I honestly think, and I'm not trying to be.
There's the Niners and the Browns still left. I don't. And this Packer team, that's...
The Packers...
Those are three winnable games, whether they win them is another story. Yeah.
And I still think, you know, with, like, Minnesota's a beatable team, you know, even...
Lions,
if, you know,
twice, you never know what Lions team's going to show
up. Yeah, right. You know, Minnesota, I mean, we kept it close with Minnesota last time we played them, you know? I mean, so, you know, there's that. The only game I don't see them for sure having a possibility of winning, even though I said that with the Steelers game and stuff like that, but is Philadelphia...
Right.
Philadelphia's just going to beat the living snot out of them, but
probably.
I mean, Philadelphia's arguably the best team in the NFL right now, you know. But I'm still going with six wins this year. I think they're going to have those games where they probably should have, could have won, but they're going to do something stupid or whatever. You know, offensively, something dumb's going to happen or whatever it is. But I still think they can at least squeak out another 2-3 wins. And
I think so.
And be okay.
So we have 3 more home games left after this one? All right, Niners, Browns. Lions and then Packers, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. We've been to 4 games already, buddy.
Yeah, because Minnesota, we're going to go to Minnesota for the next one. Minnesota was
seems like there should be one more, but yeah, I guess they play the Lions next week, right?
Yeah.
At
home.
Yeah, because usually.
And then the Niners and the Browns.
Yeah.
So there's 4, including this 4, week.
Yeah.
Should we tell everybody who we met at the last tailgate? We met Mike Itka. He came and hung out with us a little bit and tailgated with us for a little bit. Actually, there was a drunk, skinny guy with, like, was he pulling, like, tequila out of his fucking pocket?
I don't know. He had a water bottle full.
Water bottle. Face wasn't bad, but he needed to gain about 100 pounds to be a dick.
Yeah.
He's pretty, I don't know, man. I don't think that guy's getting many jobs. He had cards and shit.
He had business cards. Looked like Ditka.
I don't think he's getting hit up for a lot of business.
No.
Should be a Ditka clown or something.
Man. Right.
Yeah. It'd be like a Chris Farley lookalike that was, like, 140 pounds.
Right. Fuck, man. What else we need to talk about? Bears wise. I feel like we should say something else because they're playing the fucking Packers, man.
Yeah.
It's just they have the rivalry now, don't they? They won more games than the Bears Packers.
So yeah.
After, so we could win and tie it back up.
Yeah.
Then just start taking over.
The last time it was tied before the season, Virginia McCaffrey was 8 years old.
Wow. 8 years old.
She's in her 90s now.
Damn.
Yeah, I just, this game, I think it would mean more if the Bears were actually good, like not improving, but actually good, and the Packers were good, but really, legitimately, the Packers just suck. They're terrible right now. And the Bears are improving, but I think it's just, that's why it's so, everybody's just kind of like, well, we could probably beat them. I saw the line, though. 5.5 points or some shit?
The first game we're favored in, maybe?
Yeah, they're giving the Bears giving the Packers 5.5 points on the game. And I'm like, I don't know if it should be that steep. That seems awfully high.
Yeah. Little unknown fact. John Fox has been favored 5 times as a Bear. He's 0-5. And that, against the spread, 0-5 outright losses.
Wow.
He's never won as a favorite.
Wonderful. So we got history on our side.
So we have 2 weeks to prepare. The Packers play on Monday night. I mean, this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Probably.
Coming off a bye week. Packers short week.
It's got upset written all over it, doesn't it? But, you know, I think, honestly, we're going to win. What do you think? I know you always think we're going to win, but what score prediction?
I've been kicking it around. I don't know. Like 18-10, can we get 6 Connor Barth field goals?
Well, no, because he'll probably miss at least.
He'll be 6 for 10. So
I think he could attempt 6, and then
four maybe go in or 3. Yeah.
I think I'll have to pepper in a couple safeties in there. At least one safety.
I'm gonna say Bears win 24-20. Don't cover.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a high score prediction for this game.
6-3.
No, I don't think it's going to be that terrible because I actually think there might be some like defensive plays where there's a fumble or a pickoff or whatever that might get returned or it's in the red zone, you know, and it can go in quick. But I would say like a 17-14 or even like a 15-12 game or 15-13, or there's a whole bunch of field goals with this game, where it's just a battle of field goals.
It's a battle of field goals. Bears don't win.
Yeah.
They're field goal kickers. Yeah. Terrible. They had 2 weeks to find one. I mean, I don't think they brought anybody in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying guys out before, but apparently those guys are worse than Connor Barth.
Yeah.
A good field goal kicker is hard to find.
Yeah.
There's only so many of them. It's like
Sanders got one.
They had one.
Yeah. I'm going to say we beat the Packers 28-10.
I hope you're right.
28-10, cover. One defensive touchdown, two Jordan Howard touchdowns, and screen wide receiver, running back screen to Tariq Cohen.
For I will say if they can run the shit out of the ball and really, again, run the shit out of it, they could put up a couple offensive touchdowns pretty easily if they could. But, you know, you say that before the game, and then the coach comes out, and then all kinds of stupid shit comes on, and, you know.
We'll see. If we don't have Trevathan, that'll hurt, obviously. But
yeah.
Who's going to smack Davante Adams again, you know?
All right.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I'm sure. I know that he tried to contact him, and maybe he did contact him to say sorry and whatever, but I'm sure he'd like to, you know, play him again. Maybe, you know, give him a nice handshake, then pop his ass again. That'd be good. What else? Anything else on your guys' mind? Non-Bears related?
No, I think, like I said, I think the whole. It's a weird season. It's like because the Bears are improving, but nobody's still really excited, you know? Like,
yeah.
You're just kind of like, okay, let's see what happens.
Improving, but if they're improving just a little bit.
You see these good defensive shows, and, you know, you come up and you're like, wow, they really put on a good defensive show, but it's like, are they going to do it next week? Is it going to be the same thing? You know, or was it a fluke? It's like, it's so hard to tell right now, you know, even with the season. And the defense has actually been pretty consistent because if you really look back to, like, the first week, you know, as much as the offense sucked, you know, the Bears were actually keeping a lot of those games close, you know. And you're like, oh, wow, okay, maybe the defense was a lot better, but it's still hard to, when your offense really is doing jack and shit, it's hard to really judge, you know, because you're not getting this, you know, 27-10 blowout or, you know, 35-7 kind of blowout type of thing. You're getting these squeak by wins, but you're getting those squeak by wins because of your defense. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard
Which is a good sign. So we just need offense to just improve a little bit, I think we'll end up looking like the Bears of old, you know. Very little passing game. Trubisky will probably end up being a game manager or whatever, have a solid running game and have outstanding defense, and then hopefully the special teams actually comes back and starts playing well again.
Yeah, I don't think he has – I don't think – it's not the fact they don't want him to throw. He just doesn't have anyone to throw the ball to.
Well, there's no weapons.
He doesn't have them.
You could see a Dontrell Inman in this game maybe?
Yeah, he doesn't have an NFL wide receiver.
Who was that guy from last week? McBride the third.
They picked him up off a practice squad somewhere.
Hey, he looked good. Sure, at least he's getting open, catching the goddamn ball. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised to see him and Inman starting, and the other guy's just sitting.
I don't know what is going on with Jordan Howard. I don't. He dropped that ball right by the end. Like he can't catch for some reason.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's weird.
Need a couple cans of Stick'Em over there on the fucking sidelines, you know. Put your hands in this shit before you go out on the field. We're going to throw the ball to you.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. It's not that fucking hard.
Well, we said
dropped
that
one in Pittsburgh, too. Or not Pittsburgh, but the first game of the season, the Falcons game. Right on the goal line.
Yeah. I don't know about him. Natural catcher. I mean,
but he's like the fifth leading rusher in the league, I believe. So we'll take that.
Yeah.
We will take that.
As long as you can hand it to him, he'll go.
Hopefully they get Cohen involved a little bit more. He's had very limited touches.
He's been brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I read somewhere he's first in the NFL in runs for loss.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily use him in the backfield. I mean,
but yeah, like you said, what are they? But, you know, you got to look at that too. Is what are they putting him in on?
Because he can catch. I mean, you know, he can catch. He can do a backflip while catching two footballs. So he can catch one fucking football, not doing a backflip. Let's get him out there. Let's line him up as a fucking receiver. I don't give a shit. You don't have any other receivers. Put him in the slot.
I agree.
Give a shit. Put him out there. I don't think Dal Loggins has much fucking. As much for us. I don't like that little troll. But.
I think this is a big game for John Fox.
You almost hope he loses it if that's the case. Get him the hell out of here.
Yeah, but you know, I was listening to the radio the other day and somebody brought up a good question, you know, a good point. They're like, okay, we can sit here and bitch about the coach, we can bitch about the coach, and we can bitch about the coach, but like, you know, Ryan Pace, what has he put together so far that has, you know, I mean, especially like, okay, yeah, you put some defensive components together and you drafted a quarterback. Yeah. But look at offensively.
Fifth leading rusher in the league, Jordan Howard.
You know, okay, you got that, but You have, I mean,
Pace has been
no wide receivers whatsoever. You don't even have one guy who is in the top 30. You have nobody. I mean, you got a bunch of fourth stringer, you know, clowns out there who can't catch shit. I mean, you couldn't even pick up one guy who could possibly catch the ball or get open. I mean,
I feel like Meredith was turning the corner. I feel like he would have been a big weapon, but obviously, you know, he got injured.
Or is it their scouting department, you know, where they're looking at guys, you know, these coulda, shoulda, wouldas, you know?
I don't know. I mean, that falls on Pace, too.
But it does. He hired, it's his scouts, you know. So
but I don't think he's done that bad of a job, honestly. I mean, obviously, we need receivers, but the drafts have been pretty good.
They're all right.
Eddie Jackson.
Howard? He did sign Mike Lennon.
That was horrible. Yeah, like, I'm saying drafts have been good, but the free agency has been questionable.
You know, like, I can say defensive-wise, maybe they've done a really good job. You know, that's why I'm not a big John Fox fan by any stretch of the means, but, you know, defensive.
But you are a fan.
No.
Just not a big fan.
Not a fan at all, actually. But,
I was just checking for clarification.
Yeah, Boot. You know, defensively, he's actually, you know, his staff has put together a good defensive.
How much of that is him? How much of that is Fangio's defense?
Well, it's Fangio, but it's him too. I mean, he approves everything, and he, you know, if he wasn't happy with Fangio or anything, I mean, you know, they talk about it all the time. I mean, and Fox has always been a defensive guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing too. So Fox, as a defensive coordinator, would be good. I just wonder if he's.
I think Fox as a retiree would be pretty nice, you know, for the NFL.
But I just think, you know, him as a coach, yeah, like I said, I'm not a fan, but I think the Bears just have a lot of components that they need to make a successful team. And
who won Coach of the Year in the CFL?
Well, didn't what's his name? Our old coach.
Is that what that thing you texted? Is that from this year?
Brian did that. Oh, yeah, okay. It was from this year. Yeah.
He won Coach of the Year in the CFL,
yeah.
Trestman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Trestman. That's what it was.
Man, what the fuck is different about the CFL besides the wider field?
He had three downs.
Three downs.
He didn't know what to do with that fourth down. So.
Well, here's the thing. Don't get to it.
Yeah, three downs and a 55-yard line.
They just said he wasn't a good leader. Like, the locker room was just... He would talk to the team, and he'd be in the back of the room.
Really?
He's
the leader of Canadians. Like, yeah. Well, you know, guys. You guys did okay.
Sorry.
Jesus. All right, fuck. I'm going to wrap this up.
Yeah. So, I think we're all pretty much thinking that it's going to be a Bears win, but you never know.
We've never been on the same page about that.
No.
Not this season.
Conditions are going to play a huge factor, I think.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a battle of bads right now, and... We'll see who's the worse or who's the better.
I think we'll be the better.
I'm hoping we will be. I'm hoping we show up like we have, and, you know, especially defensively. So
Bears win 28-10. That's all right.
24-20.
Yeah.
17-13.
Oh, it's 14 before.
Somewhere it's somewhere in there. It's like, because is a lot of field goals? Are there a couple touchdowns? You know,
we already explained why there won't be field goals.
Yeah.
Well, there might be a lot of field goal attempts, you know. I mean, if you chip it 8 times, you know, and you only get it in 5, it's 15 points. So.
No, it's not bad. Who said we weren't a math fucking podcast? It's crazy. See, we know our math. All right, fuckers. Hope you guys watch the game.
Take it easy.
Out. Oh.